Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ageless Sisters, your global source for beauty, lifestyle, and anti-aging tips with your host, Cynthia Rowland, creator of Facial Magic and Luscious Lips.
Well, that's quite an intro, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Cynthia Rowland. I am the creator of Facial Magic and Luscious Lips. And boy, oh boy, here it is, the first of the year, and I hope that you have us on your radar, because I know women like to look fabulous. And just know that if you choose to use Facial Magic to help you look fabulous, you will never be disappointed, because it's natural, it's easy, and best of all, it works. So there's my plug for the year. Anyway, today I have a wonderful guest. Oh, my gosh. I am so privileged and blessed to have such wonderful women that come into my life via this radio show. And today we're going to talk about weight gain, lower sex drive, aging looks, and it's all about the big M. Can you figure out what that is? Oh, yes, it's menopause. Oh, the dreaded M word. And today's guest is a woman named Dawn Fleming, and she sort of makes light of all of this hoopla around menopause. Dawn is the author of a new book called Heat Rising, Survive and Thrive Through Menopause. This is not her first book. She has written other books. And what makes Dawn so appealing is that she has a very interesting background. Number one, she used to work for the government. Okay, we won't hold against her. But she is a Reiki master. She is a medical intuitive. Let me see, what else did I pick up? Oh, yes. She's been practicing holistic energy medicine for over 25 years. So that tells me that she just knows what she's talking about. So without any further ado, we're going to bring Dawn on. Welcome you to the show, Dawn, today. And I can't
wait
to ask you some of these questions.
Yes. Thank you, Cynthia. It's wonderful and my honor to be here with you.
Well, thank you. Now, for those of you who do not know Dawn, she grew up on the East Coast, or in the East Coast area, but now she lives in Chandler, Arizona. And, you know, I remember being in Chandler once, Dawn, and it seemed like it was a magical place. Do you get that feeling in Chandler, Arizona?
It's just beautiful, and like right now, it's going to be set in the 70s today, and when I drive out of my neighborhood, I can see the mountains in every direction, and it's just beautiful. It's very grounding, and a nice place to live, a really nice place to live.
Well, and that's where you were living when you began to write this book, Heat Rising. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about heat rising, because, you know, every woman on the planet gets to go through menopause, and they have all sorts of crazy things that they think about and they talk about. Let's talk about how you and why did you decide to write a book was it just to help other women get through this?
Well, there was a couple reasons. One, there wasn't many resources out there on menopause. There's, you know, some that talk about it from the clinical perspective. And then there's Susan Weed's book about the herbs you can take. But, you know, I've been working with energy for a long time, and I'm a life coach. And, you know, I normally have this great attitude about life. So you would figure I would have all the resources I would need to help myself. But being here in Chandler, Arizona, where the summers are 120 degrees, you know, when you're having these hot flashes and just all the physical ailments of menopause, I mean, some women go through and they don't have any issues. And I'd say, well, God bless you. You're very lucky. But me, I think I got every issue you could get in menopause, and there was just nowhere to turn to get the help. So I did a lot of research online and tried a lot of natural products, because I'm all about natural products, not about the drugs, and just began talking to women. And what I found is that women just don't even talk about menopause. They're kind of suffering in silence. And I felt alone and felt kind of lost. And that was the first time in my life I had felt alone and lost and went, you know, what's going on here? If I'm feeling it, then other women must be feeling this. And as I, you know, built myself back up and figured out this puzzle, this maze I was in, I'm like, I need to share all this information I got and just help inspire women. Like, you know, it's not the end of the world. You know, it's time to look at menopause as a doorway that gives us a chance to embrace our power and wisdom and to transform ourselves, you know, reinvent ourselves, and to take that new energy and power that's wanting to be birthed and to help change the world as well. But we really have to start with ourselves and healing all those parts in us that are going crazy.
I can laugh now, okay, because I'm over it. But going through I understand
about
what you're saying. Do you feel like you're the only person that's out there doing this? May I share something with you, and I'll share it with the readers, our listeners. I've never said this before, but I was in a meeting in Beverly Hills, and I had just started having hot flashes and was kind of perplexed about what to do about all of this. Just like you said, there wasn't a lot of help about that. So I'm sitting in this meeting with several doctors, and we're talking about facial magic, and I had this amazing hot flash. I mean, I must have lit up like a neon light, because one of these doctors looked over at me and she said, "Cynthia, you don't know about Dong Quai yet, do you?" Well, I didn't know about Dong Quai at all, but I learned in that meeting with that woman doctor that she suggested I check out this herb, Dong Quai, and put it together with black cohosh and evening of primrose. And I had only about 3 more hot flashes after that, and that was the end of it.
Wow.
But I took that combination of herbs and supplements for a good 4 to 5 years, because I never wanted to have hot flashes like that again.
When you find what works,
so embarrassing,
stay
on
with
it. Take your makeup right off your face, you know?
I know.
Oh, well, when you were writing your book, you obviously kept a journal about what you were experiencing, because you have many, many chapters in this book, and it's, you know, from changes to, what was the one I read this morning, the pain of it all. I'm just, you go through this and you just, it's like you're taking a woman by her hand and saying, okay, this is what you're going to experience, and here's how we'll help you through it. And humor is something that you enjoy.
Well, I've always had a good sense of humor, and I had 2 daughters raised 2 daughters, and with having kids, you have to have a good sense of humor. And so the first part of the book, we do talk about all those different kinds of changes, not only the physical, but the emotional, the mental changes. And then, like, the second part of the book is that, okay, this is how you survive menopause. These are some things that you can try, and it will, you know, help you. And then the third part of the book is, you know, looking at your life and saying it's not just about surviving, but you are going into that place of being the wise sage, the crone. So let's own our wisdom. Let's thrive. Let's celebrate our life. But, you know, it took me a while to get there, and that's why the book is in that order.
Well, I like the end of the book where you spend time for meditation, because women we're always on the go. And for us to even spend 3 minutes bowing our head and reading something that is uplifting to us and satisfying to us, like meditation can be, I think that's a real plus at the end of your book. I thought, well, maybe this should have been in the front of the book, because that was so sweet to end it that way.
Well, and, you know, at the beginning of the book, it's talking about all those changes you're going through. You know, if you're in the middle of a hot flash, it's really hard to meditate, get still and meditate. One of the products I did use for the hot flashes was called Estroven, and I got it like at Costco, and it was a combination of the herbs, and that it was like extra strength Estroven, and it was natural products, and it that really worked for me. And like you, once I was on it, I didn't go off of it for 5 years.
I didn't want any more problems either.
Exactly.
Well, let me just stop right here and tell women where to find you, because Dawn has a beautiful website, and she's also, I just learned this today, she also has her own blog talk radio show called Two Modern Mystics, and her show comes on the 2nd and 4th, is that right, Dawn?
Yeah,
Wednesdays?
2nd and 4th. Wednesdays,
Of every month on Blog Talk Radio, Two Modern Mystics, so you'll want to check that out. But Dawn's contact can be contacted through her website, and that is energytransformations.org. Energy Transformations, all one word, plural, .org. And I went there this morning, and that is a very sweet site, Dawn.
Thank you.
It makes you feel very welcomed and enveloped in love when you start reading what you've written there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, you're also a medical intuitive. How does one become aware of this intuitive nature that they have and that you could work with, I'm sure you work with some very important people to have been doing this for 25 years and you've helped a lot of people.
Well, what happened was once I discovered energy work, and that was because my daughter had an issue that the doctors had promised would heal very quickly, and it didn't. And I was introduced to some people that did Reiki and chakra balancing. And after they began working with her, her healing, like, accelerated. And so I'm like, I need to find out about this. And as I began taking classes and working on people, I realized that was my life's calling. And so I found that when I put my hands on people, their bodies would just begin talking to me. Or I could see in the energy grids about where the energy wasn't moving to, or sometimes the organs would just talk to me and say, you know, this person's spleen, the spleen would say, I'm not working because there's the issue here around them not feeling honored, and they need to address this. And then I'd have to tell the person, well, your spleen just told me that it doesn't feel honored, and that that's what's making it eat all your good cells up. And then they would, like, say, yeah, you're right, I just retired from a job, and it was awful, and I gave my whole life there. And so, you know, it's like the body tells me a lot of times what the issues are that are causing the illness. And I just see so many things when I'm in there, and I just write it all down as I'm working. And what I found is when I moved from Maryland to Arizona, a lot of my clients were in Maryland, and with Reiki and all the other types of energy work I've taken, I've learned how to do it absentee. So I can still assess their energy from a distance. And so now, you know, I have clients all over the U.S. and in Canada and England. And I was fortunate enough to work with a couple people that had fertility issues. And they now have babies. So I've gotten quite a few fertility clients, people with fertility issues. Because a lot of times it's just a matter of resolving what the issues are that are held in that area that are blocking the person from becoming pregnant. And so the doctors look at it from like a hormonal and physical perspective. I look at that as well, but I'm also looking at what energy is stuck there and why it's stuck there, and let's address it and get it moving.
Mm-hmm. Well, why does my gallbladder feel like it's sometimes stuffed up?
Oh, gallbladders. Let me see. having the gall to do what something that you don't want to do.
probably right.
or, you know, not sorting out the fat in life, you know. All right, I need to move this on. I don't. This is not serving me. Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly. I don't, you know, it's not a cookie cutter world. Each person comes with their own path that they've walked in and their own issues. So I never put anything like in that cookie cutter. I found that that could be really wrong.
Well, we can all be wrong about these things, I know, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I love your energy, and I love it that you're also an ordained minister, because that adds another dimension to your work, doesn't it?
You know, go ahead.
I just think that by tying your medical intuitiveness with the Reiki and being an ordained minister, that you must have the most compassionate, wonderful heart.
From, you know, working with the Reiki, I woke up one morning and said, I need to be ordained, and I was like, well, what does that mean? And because, you know, I was always like a child. I was always in trouble because I wouldn't be able to have a government job if I was in trouble. But I was always a challenging child. And I thought, me get ordained? Really? And so I went looking, and I found that, you know, you could get ordained online. But you could do a one-day class. But I wanted to go through a program. So I studied with a minister one-on-one for 2 years. And went through her program, and I just felt like it honored my spiritual path that I was on, and it would help me to be a better counselor for people, because when you work with people with energy work, they're telling you their issues anyway, and I thought it would help with that compassion and that, that deeper understanding, and help people get more connected with their faith and helping people feel more empowered. And so that's what led me to that.
That's so great, because the body and the mind and the spirit were all connected throughout that whole process. So as a Reiki master, that would be just so beneficial for you to help other people.
You're right. The body, mind, and spirit, they all need to be in balance. You know, it's not just about being a powerful thinker or physically powerful. It's about, you know, having that depth and that well of knowing of that spiritual being that you are, and that connection that you have with, whether you say God or Source or Higher Self. Yes, it's all important.
It is very important. So I know that, okay, so I'm looking at the countdown clock. I see we have 12 minutes. I don't know whether you had any kind of tips or anything you wanted to share. You know, I usually ask our guests to bring together 5 tips, but because it was the first of the year and we were just kind of scattered at the end of the year, do you have some things you want to share with the listeners? Is there something on your heart you want to just tell everybody?
Sure. One of the tips I'd say, as you're going through menopause, be gentle on yourself, because there are just so many changes hitting you at once, and once you think, you know, you're getting used to it, then you're hit with something else. So just be gentle on yourself. Don't force yourself to do things that you've been in a pattern of doing just because you've been doing it forever. Give yourself permission just to say, you know, what do I feel like doing right now? And so that's a tip. And another thing that I found as I was moving beyond the physical issues were, ask yourself, what am I being called to let go of? Because your energy level is
going to be different. So ask yourself, what am I being called to let go of?
Called to let go of. Because, you know, our energy levels are lower. And even though I'm through menopause now, I used to be the Energizer Bunny before it, and I'm not anymore, and I had to realize that. And it's not like I'm not doing things. I'm doing a lot of things. But there's things that I want to do. And but, you know, in our life as mothers, as caregivers, as workers, we're just used to doing a lot of stuff for a lot of people. So now it's your time in life. So ask yourself, what am I being called to let go of? And then the other tip is, the question I'll put out there is, what am I being called to? So is there something that you've always wanted to do that you just always put off because you're taking care of others or you don't have time. You know, for me, what I found was I've always enjoyed art, but never allowed time for it. And so in these last couple of years, I just started taking classes, and I've really gotten into dyeing silk scarves. I've gotten into doing some jewelry work, and I love it, and my soul just sings when I do it. Now, I know I can't
sit
around and do it.
Well, I just got to flash, Dawn, that it's a way of creating something that's new for you, doing the jewelry work and the scarves work. Now, did we come together because of scarves? Did we come together because of Nancy Mills?
I got your name through Nancy Mills, but not
through
the scarves.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
because
she has, you know, these beautiful scarves that she gifts women with. I have a couple of them. So I thought maybe I had a feeling we might have come together because of her. Well, I just see that such a, it's just a continuation of the beauty that you create through your medical intuitive work, and now it's actually manifesting itself into a jewelry or a scarf. I think that's fabulous.
Exactly. And like you were saying, it's that creativity. As women, we're very creative, and we don't naturally allow the time to be engaged in it. So, you know, what are you being called to do? Are you being called to create something? Are you being called to travel? Are you, you know, being called to reinvent yourself? Give yourself permission. You know, if you don't do it now, when are you going to do it?
When,
And when you begin moving into what you're called to do, you begin living more authentically, and you have more energy, you feel empowered, and you begin to celebrate your life once again. You kind of move out of that cave that you're stuck in with all the menopausal ickiness and just move back out into the light and begin to celebrate and thrive with your life.
And, you know, I think that's what women want to do, Dawn. They don't want to be stagnant. They want to thrive. But just like you said, you've got to give yourself permission to do that.
Exactly. And a lot of people are kind of fearful. But when they get into that fear, you know, I say, well, what's going to happen if you don't do it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what could happen if you did it and didn't like it? But then what would happen if you made this change and you loved it? And I think just making that first step into that change, it just makes you feel empowered, and it helps you that when you want to make other changes, you know that you can do it, and it's easier to do.
And once
me,
you start
always,
something like this, yes, these. I think the life becomes easier once you start these kind of.
Yes, life becomes easier.
Exactly, and most people don't recognize that. And one more thing that you said that kind of prompted something to me in my thinking is that when you say no to others, you say yes to yourself. So by living your life gently with yourself means that you can give yourself permission to say no and be your authentic self and enjoy life more, I think.
Exactly. I've seen so many women that just say yes all the time, and then they dread why they said yes, and they dread the commitments that they made, and they have no energy, and they, you know, they just look horrible because they're going against the grain of what's within their core, and by saying yes, yes, yes to everything. And the other thing is when you say no, no is a complete sentence. It's not like, no, because, blah, blah, blah. You don't have to have a reason. Just think about all these powerful people that you know that just say no, and they don't give reasons. It's just not working for them, or it's not a choice they want to choose. So, when you're saying no, you are saying yes to yourself because you're going to have more energy because you're not doing something that you don't want to do, and you've got that time and space to do something that you would want to do, or maybe you just want to relax, or maybe you want to meditate. It gives you more choices when you say no when you mean no and not yes.
There you go.
And that was a big thing with menopause, is being able to say to myself, is this something I want to do? Because a lot of times I would say yes, and then I'd get into something going, did I really say yes to this?
I read where you were the ultimate multitasking person.
Yes. I mean, I was.
Yes.
I could do many things. I was a single mom for 10 years, so I learned how to multitask. And then once I was working for the government and a single mom and had a energy business on the side doing Reiki sessions, you really learn how to multitask. And so in menopause, I'm unlearning how to multitask, because I just want to enjoy life more. And, you know, I do have my own energy business and life coaching business, and I teach.
I think that we should give our listeners your website one more time so that they can be in touch with you, Dawn. Yes, energytransformations.org. It's all one word. It looks long, but it's so easy to type in there, energytransformations.org. And go there and sign up for her newsletter, Dawn's newsletter, and just let her love you a little bit, because we're always loving so many other people, and like you said, just doing for other people all the time. This is such a nice site to come to and just kind of take a breath.
There's a lot of information there.
Yes, it is. Well, I just loved having you as my guest today, Dawn. I just am thrilled that you had the time to make time for the Ageless Sisters show today. And before you go, I want to just say a couple things to our listeners. One is that I'm headed off to Hong Kong, and I don't know when I'm coming back. So
wow.
we're opening a new facial magic facility in Hong Kong. And so I'm going over to help train and make all of that happen. So I don't even have a guest lined up, because I don't know when I'm returning. So that's why this show today was real important to me, getting this in the can, because of you having such a great guest, and to let everybody know that we may be off the air for a little while.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy going over to Hong Kong, because they have some real issues, you know, surrounding little uprisings in the street. And so I hope we can avoid all of that. Plus, it's a 15-hour flight one way.
Wow.
I know. But anyway, I just thank you so much for being our guest today, Dawn. And just, I wish you the very, very best. And thank you for writing such a delightful book, Heat Rising, Survive and Thrive Through Menopause, because we all need to know how to survive and thrive through everything.
Thank you, Cynthia. It's been my honor to be on your show, and I wish you lots of safe travels and lots of luck and enjoyment on this adventure in Hong Kong. How great.
I know. It's exciting for me. And then I've been invited to come back to Dubai and do it again there. So,
wow.
You know, when you said to me that your mystic interviewee yesterday was an astrologer, and she said this is a time for reinventing yourself, I thought, wow, that just goes along perfectly with what's going on in my life.
That does go along perfectly. That's great.
Yes. Well, my dear, it's been a pleasure having you on my show, and we will send you some information after the show that you can post wherever you want to, and we'll put up your some of your tips, because it's important that everybody know that you will always want to be gentle with yourself.
Yes. Well, thank you.
And so until next time, everyone, I don't know when it will be. It could be in March, but I will be back with the Ageless Sisters show soon. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.